Big data, data management, data analytics, everybody's talking about data. We have more access to data than ever before, but do you really know how to use that data to grow your business? Today, we'll learn how from YPO member and data expert Asha Saxena here on YPO 10-Minute Tips from the Top. I'm Kevin Daum, and each week I bring you insights from the world's top executives of the Young Presidents Organization, all made possible with grants from Gazelle's Growth Institute, www.growthinstitute.com. My guest today is YPO Global One chapter member Asha Saxena. She is the founder, president, and CEO of Future Technologies, Inc. Founded in 1996 as a data management consulting firm, Asha launched a product division 3 years ago focused on healthcare analytics. With 200 employees and growing, Future Technologies was awarded Global Growth Company 2007 by the World Economic Forum. Asha is also a professor at Columbia University and serves as the university's entrepreneur in residence. Asha, thank you for coming to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Everybody's talking about data, big data. You know, it's the buzz, right? And there's lots of companies that have sprung from nowhere that are trying to sell data services. How can an executive determine the real from the snake oil salespeople?
You know, everybody's talking about how to store the data, how to bring all the data together. So there's a lot of different data sources now that are available, and data is available a lot more easily now than ever before. So what businesses are doing is they're collecting the data, they're getting all these new data feeds in, and they don't know what to do with it. So really, ask the question and know what you really want to solve before just collecting all the data.
Asha, you've had quite a journey as an entrepreneur. I know the company you have today is not the company you started out with, even though maybe the name is still the same. So your services division is still more of custom type analytics, and then you've got products focused in healthcare, which has to be a very interesting space, certainly over the last 6 years.
It's been a very interesting time for healthcare in the U.S., and with all the changes, Obamacare, the quality of care, which we are focusing on, is tremendous. So what our product does is it helps healthcare providers focus on understanding where their cost is, what the margins look like, and how to provide the quality of care. With the shift from fee-for-service, we are now going for fee-for-value, the value of care the patients are going to get. And our product monitors that.
Now, your consulting services are in finance, and I know you deal with some media. Tell me what you're seeing out there from executives in the mistakes that they're making around data.
If you see around the world, the companies who are really making fast growth path are the companies who are really focusing on understanding and collecting the data right. If you see Uber, Airbnb, and FreshDirect, they've changed the business model. And the way they've changed the business model is by really understanding the data which is available to them. And then focusing on the services, the pricing, the product, the employees, to build the right culture, build the right subset of pricing, and really focusing on figuring out how to change their business model to be competitive.
So there's a lot of companies that are just collecting data and they just think somehow that's going to magically turn into getting more sales. Really, the data is only as good as the questions that you're asking around it.
Exactly. The three things CEO could do to improve the business model or create competitiveness, really figure out what are the questions, what are the right questions to ask the data. Really starts with the questions. And then figure out what data do we need to collect to answer those questions. You don't need volumes and volumes of data just to collect for the sake of collecting. So I would say the number one thing is knowing what the questions are, what are the good questions you need to ask. Second is collect the data which you need for those questions, and then really put a process in place so you can have adoption. You have executive management behind analyzing the data. You also want mid-management and junior-level employees embracing that data.
So you've really got to work all this into your strategy as a whole rather than going, here's our business, oh, and here's this data thing on the side.
Exactly. So it has to all tie together, and you need executive sponsorship to make it all happen.
In your company, are you driving the innovation aspect?
The innovation comes internally, and the innovation doesn't come from just me. It really comes from everybody who's touching the product and who's touching the data, because the employees in analytics have to constantly think if we are asking the right questions and are our customers asking the right questions. So we have to challenge our customers to make sure they know what to ask. Sometimes CEOs of organizations don't know what to ask. So it's a process to understand what they really need to know and do they have the right amount of data. So it's not garbage in, garbage out. You're collecting the right data to answer the right questions.
And now you've got nearly 200 people. And
We do have 200 employees, and they are all focused on understanding the data and analyzing the data and really making sure that the businesses are using their data effectively. I now focus a lot more on really coaching. And when I sit down with my management team, I tell them that I'm a resource. So I go in, even though each division head really takes the responsibility of P&L and innovation and strategy and people management, my role really is as a coach to go in and be available to challenge them and be a resource to them to make sure that they're performing to their top capability.
So this frees you up during the day to do other exciting things like teaching at Columbia.
Absolutely.
So tell me about what that means. So if you're an entrepreneur in residence at Columbia, what does that actually mean you have to do?
So as an entrepreneur in residence, it's an honorary role Columbia Business School offers to successful entrepreneurs. And our job is to really go back to the college and provide office hours and be a resource to the MBA students at Columbia Business School. They will sit down with entrepreneur in residence like me and vet out their ideas, and they will share with us their concerns, challenges, and we become their sounding board or the unofficial advisory board.
So how many hours a week does that take you?
So it actually is not a heavy time commitment. It's about 8 hours a month, and it could be on campus, off campus, or over Skype.
Mm. College students calling you late at night, going that 3 o'clock phone call. Going.
You know, luckily, no. They're very respectful of time.
Excellent.
And they plan ahead and schedule time with us. So
it works out okay.
Works out
and
perfectly
then
fine.
You're teaching a course as well?
I am. I'm teaching a data-driven entrepreneurship course, talking about how to build data-driven or taking data as the core of their business models.
Now, it's easy to give back. Lots of YPOers and WPOers give back usually with their wallets, right? And yet at the same time, what I hear is that the real valuable commodity is time. So how do you separate it out to make that sort of commitment?
I so agree with that. You know, I tried. I still do give financially and contribute. But when you're teaching a student and they get excited about the idea and they want to go out and make a difference, it's an instant gratification for an entrepreneur. So I think all of us who are building our companies should take time out to touch the next generation and create them and help them become more successful.
What's your biggest challenge right now, your personal biggest challenge?
My biggest challenge is that I want to take on more projects. You know, when you get to the stage, you're always getting more and more opportunities. And to say no to opportunities becomes really, really hard. So my biggest challenge is to say no when you see 10 wonderful opportunities at the same time.
And what are you doing specifically to overcome that challenge?
I'm still working on it.
We're ready for the rapid fire questions. Are you ready?
I am.
Excellent. What is your favorite question to ask when you meet someone new?
One wisdom they would share with their younger self.
Name three of your personal core values.
Persistence, dedication, and loyalty.
Who's had the greatest impact on you as a leader?
Of course, my mom. She's an entrepreneur. But in business world, I would say Warren Buffett.
What is your favorite business book?
Hands down, Good to Great, Jim Collins.
What are you reading right now?
Data analytics books called Data Science for Business.
What is the one leadership trait that brings success?
Persistence.
What is the one leadership trait that kills success?
Ego.
Name one daily behavior that will help a leader grow.
Discipline.
What's your strangest daily habit?
I don't know.
if you texted your children right now, I'm sure they would.
No, I don't believe that. Okay,
should I ask your husband?
I know, right? I know.
What's the best way to show employees appreciation?
Don't hesitate. Be honest and appreciate.
Asha, thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for being here.
And thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening today, and thanks to Gazelle's Growth Institute for underwriting this program. Learn more at growthinstitute.com. Join me next Tuesday for a conversation with YPO member Stephen McKean. Learn how he saved his company from bankruptcy by firing his entire management team. I'm Kevin Dom, and you're listening to the YPO 10-Minute Tips from the Top. To learn more about the Young Presidents Organization, please visit www.ypo.org.